Yuma Perkvav Mishnechas. Amru lo l'kohen gadol. They told the kohen gadol, Higia Sa'ir l'midbar. The Sa'ir got to the desert. The pasuk says, first v'shilach es ha-Sa'ir b'midbar. First they sent it out, and then only afterwards does the Torah continue about the avodas that they would do. So the kohen gadol had to make sure that the Sa'ir was already in the desert, and then he can continue. But how did they know that the Seir was in the Midbar? There by the base of Mikdash, how did they know? Darkios hoya osin. So they used to make darkios. The Rav learns darkios are large stones, and they would place one on top of the other, so that somebody can stand or sit all the way on top. Umenifin besudarin, and they would wave handkerchiefs, pieces of cloth. V'yodin shegiya seir l'midbar. And they would then know that the Seir reached the desert, and then he can continue with his Arvoda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo simen gadol hayolahem. There was another siman, Rabbi Yehuda says. Mirushalayim v'ad beis chidudo shlosha milin. From Yerushalayim until the beis chidudo, chidud is a lashon, Taisantiv explains, the cliff. Since a cliff is very steep and sharp, like chidud is a lashon of sharp, they're actually referring here to the desert. How did you know that it got to the desert? Because the desert is the area where all these cliffs are. So it was shlosha milin, the Mishnah says. It was 3 mil from Yerushalayim till the desert. Holchen mil. So first they went the first mil to the first sukkah. These are the Akir Yerushalayim, as we said in the previous Mishnayos, when they were Malavahim. And then these Akir Yerushalayim, these Anoshim Chashuvim, when they would return, V'chozren mil, so that's a distance of 2 mil, V'shoen Kedei mil. And they would also wait the amount of time for another mil. Some of Farshim learn that it doesn't mean that they would wait after they returned. It could be they stood by the end of where they went to, by their sukkah, and there they waited a mil till they got to maybe the next place, and then they returned. But either way, there was a waiting period of a mil. So altogether, there were 3 mils, 2 that they walked and 1 that they waited for. So that was the time that passed. The Yodin Shehigia Seir L'Midbar. Now they knew that for sure the Seir got to the Midbar. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, v'lo simen achar ha'yilahem. There was another simen. Loshon shel zohiris ha'yikosh al pischo shel heichol. There was a strip of wool that was tied to the opening of the heichol. Ukshiyagia sa'ir lamidbar ha'yihaloshon malbin. When the seer even reached the desert, even before they pushed it off, the crimson red colored wool would start turning white. Shenemar im yu chata'echem kashanim kashala galbinu. If your sins are red as crimson, they will turn white as snow when Hashem forgives us. And the truth is, Tesisantip brings, based on a brisa, that the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda also held in the beginning it was done this way, that they had the wool in the heichel. But what would happen though is there was an issue, the brisa says, that people would be looking in at it, and people, when it didn't turn white, they would become very sad. So therefore, they were misakin later, as we said in the previous Mishnayos, where they would tie some of it by the cliff, by the stone. Therefore, nobody would really know, except those that were present when they pushed it off the cliff. And that's specifically why you have Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama that held that the only way to know that he got there was by either the sheets that they were waving or by the time that it would take, that they were timing it. But there was no wool in the base of Mikdash as a marker because they were misakin that they shouldn't do that anymore, as Taisis Yantav explains.